Blog Talk Radio.
That's my cue, and welcome, beloved guys and goddesses, to our Zora of Hollow Earth, Zora and Zoraya of Hollow Earth radio show on Blog Talk. So we're still kind of trying to merge, you know, Blog Talk Radio and kind of transition people into the BBS show. So that's why we're having this call today. And primarily because we're starting so anew over at BBS that I thought, well, let's just have like a regular show for all of us who may still have some questions for Zora or Zoraya or anyone else in terms of our guests for the day. And we'll just kind of do like kind of like a regular show for now. All right. So everyone, I know that, you know, we all know that tomorrow is Easter in the Christian world and, you know, being more awakened, well, very awakened than the rest of the population. We know that really in the reality of it all, that, you know, there isn't just one religion. I mean, there is no religion, and there's only the one that we all are together. So that being said, we still have so many friends and relatives and who are celebrating tomorrow, and or maybe they're just celebrating about spring or the oncoming, for some people below the hemisphere, they're celebrating winter. So much is happening presently today in our world. We have so many, and there's so much untruth, so many misinformation, disinformation out there. It's really hard to find what is really the bottom line truth. So today, we're going to be asking, there'll be lots of people. I already know that there are a number of people that have some questions in regards to their particular question, maybe regarding the world or situations, et cetera, and we'll do that. And we will also have Dr. Jerry on our call, since he was the one that brought up our latest new product, which is called Numi Swish, or the Numi Skin. And it's all about glutathione. Glutathione is, is an excellent is a master antioxidants for the body, and so simple to take and use, and so many testimonials regarding that. So when it's time for Dr. Jerry to come on, please feel free, if you have a testimony, to just go ahead and, you know, raise your hand, you know, press one so we can hear what you have to say regarding the Numi, or if you have some questions still regarding the product. So that's all besides the questions I know that people will have for Zora and or Zoraya, especially after we did our Blog Talk show last Saturday, and it was all about Hollow Earth and their particular journey on our surface of the Earth. Okay, of Terra Crista. All right, so that being said, let's go ahead and bring Zoraya through and see what she has to say for today. Oh, by the way, just wanted to say, happy full moon to all of you that really can feel and understand what the full moon is all about. It starts today at 11 o'clock, I think it's Pacific time. So wherever else it is in the world, of course, I've been feeling it a lot already for the past 2 to 3 days. Okay, so with that, let's go ahead. Hello, Zoraya.
Hello.
You seem so serious. That voice sounded so serious.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, so, why don't you go ahead and, yeah, I'll let you have the floor, say hello, and of course we'd love to be able to hear your message for today.
Okay. Well, a message is going to be brought to you from the book known as Messages from the Hollow Earth to the Surface Population by Diane Robbins. And, of course, her website is capital D-I-A-N-N-E, capital R-O-B-B-I-N-S.com. And you can order her books directly through her, from her site. That way she gets the full proceeds of it, and which is very helpful for her. Now, a lot of people have asked questions about, okay, where are the points, emergence points, where the Hollow Earthians and the Inner Earthians are going to emerge from. So that's what I'm going to cover right now. Points of emergence, questions and answers. How many locations will there be emerging from? Answer. Know that there are many, many locations on the planet that are designated as points of our emergence. We will not elaborate on them all, as there are just too many. Points of emergence, of course, are entranceways that open up onto the surface from below and where we will emerge. They are camouflaged at this time, and some of them have not yet been designated. Some entrance points will change in time. We are still in the process of clearing tunnels that have been used and clearing entranceways piled up with debris. Our points of emergence will not be finalized until the day we emerge to accommodate the swiftly changing mass consciousness on the surface and to accommodate last moment contactees. Can you tell us where some of those entrance points are located? Answer. There will be points of entry in every country on the globe. We don't know the exact locations until we know who the contactees are. Yes, Austria, Australia, Switzerland, Greece, and Germany are most definitely included, as is Mount Shasta, California, Pacifica in California, Rochester, New York, Hawaii, Washington State, Illinois, and Texas. As we have been spoken before, locations are just too numerous to name them all. But rest assured, we will be emerging around the globe, and you can picture these points of by imagining the globe dotted with sparkling diamonds. And wherever you cast your gaze, you will see sparkling lights dotting the landscape. These lights are our entrance points on the surface, camouflaged until the very moment of our appearance. How can one sign up to be a contactee in these locations? Just ask, and you are chosen. It is that simple. Know that nobody is ever chosen for anything. Everybody chooses themselves, and whatever it is they want to participate in. This is universal law. So when someone asks to be a contactee, that person already has been chosen by the very act of the question and answering and asking the question. How do you know if there is a point of entrance where I live? Know that if you ask to be a contactee, your locality then designated as one of our points. What will be the size of your emergence? When the time of our emergence is ripe, there will be many signs for you to heed. You will feel our presence surrounding you, and your sense of feeling that you are about to be contacted will heighten. You may even hear our thoughts as we try to reach you telepathically. But rest assured that you will clearly know that we are about to embark on our trip up to the surface. After one is signed up to be a contactee, what would be the duties prior to and after the physical contact with your people? After one is signed up to be a contactee, all the information and responsibilities of that person will be given in a dream state and ready to access when we begin our emergence. They are like codes that will fire off at the precise time so that each person in each locality will know exactly what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. You will know everything you need to know, and the information will reside within your etheric body, where it will be safely kept until the time of our emergence. You don't have to do any thinking about what your tasks or responsibilities will be, for you will be inner directed and inner guided, and you will feel our presence and feel our guidance, coupled with your inner codes firing the information to your outer mind at the exact moment necessary. All that you need to accomplish your task as one of our contactees will be already within you. So rest assured that you have nothing outwardly to do to prepare for this time. When will you be helping us by serving as one of our contactees? But you do have something inwardly to do to prepare for this time, and it is to open your heart and feel our love streaming to you, merging your heart with your current of love and connect with it in your heart space. We ask all who read these messages to do the same, whether or not they have volunteered to be one of our contactees or not. Where will you live when you come to the surface? Answer, I am Adama speaking to you on behalf of our people from the subterranean city of Telos, located beneath Mount Shasta in California. Miko suggested I answer this question. We greet you on the dawn of our emergence onto the surface of Earth. We have waited long for this day, and now it is here. We, from below, are fully ready for this momentous, getting tongue-tied here, and grand emergence onto your surface lands and into your houses. We hope to be welcomed by all. We know our love and light will make us feel right at home. Now we have some business to take care of. Know that there will be many thousands of us emerging from below, and we will need homes to stay in. Pardon me. So we are asking those light workers from above who are light to volunteer to open up their homes to us to please let us know. You can do this by calling on Mikos in Hollow Earth or me in Telos and sending your thoughts stating that you wish to open your homes to us when we appear on the surface. Our individual plans and preparing for our trip to our new homes upstairs. We thank you for taking this communique. I am Adama.
Very nice, Soraya.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think about that? That passage you just that you have just read to all of us.
Well,
is that truth?
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right.
Most certainly, it's true.
Okay. Well. Okay. So why don't we segue now, if we can, and bring in our guest for today. And, of course, some of you I know will have been doing that already, trying to contact or putting it out there to the universe, to the ships, et cetera, that are always around, that you are open to welcoming them into your home. So we'll continue with that later. So let me go ahead now at this time. Let's go ahead and bring, hopefully, Dr. Jerry is ready to come on and talk a little bit more with, and I think he's got a couple of people also that would like to come in and talk about, you know, a couple of testimonies as well. So let's go ahead and bring Dr. Jerry in. Some of you already have been taking it. Some of you are still, you know, don't know much about it. So our expert in this particular, with this particular product, of course, is Dr. Jerry. So let's go ahead and see if we can bring him through. Here we go. It's dialing, everybody.
Hello, Jane.
Hi, Dr. Cherry. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're very good. Thank you so much for taking the time to be able to talk with all of us again today. And, of course, our topic for today is all about the NUMMI. And, of course, there's a lot of celebrations going on already, you know, for many of our Christian families in regards to Easter and maybe spring. Oh, well, of course, spring up here in the northern hemisphere. So that being said, Dr. Jerry, I know that all of us have really heard, you know, of you, heard you talk about all of the many products that you brought us or brought our way, but the newest one that you have is called NUMMI. And maybe just give us, do we have a couple of people coming in, by the way, for testimonies or no?
I don't, because of the weekend and the people being gone and having family obligations.
Absolutely.
The people I wanted weren't available.
That's okay. That's okay. We're gonna open up the call anyway. You know, for all the people that are listening right now and that are live, and if they have testimonies, that they could come on and share that with everyone, along with any Q&As or questions and. Questions from people. How about that?
Very good. Perfect.
we'll get it covered, I know. We don't have a whole lot of time.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go. I'm just going to give you the platform, Dr. Jerry. We love you. We love your spirituality. We love all of the beautiful work and everything in terms of all the products that you share with all of us. You've investigated, looked through it, and understand exactly how they work. So thank you, Dr. Jerry, for being here with us.
Thank you, Jane, and I'm glad you mentioned spirituality, because actually our spiritual body, our spiritual selves, that's the eternal part of our being, and we're here on this physical manifestation to help us refine, learn the lessons, realize, you know, who we really are, which is that spirit. And there's so many different levels of wellness. It's all interrelated from body, mind, and spirit, and the mind, including the emotional state. So it's a great perspective to keep, because that leads us to the understanding that the most important thing is the inner person. And as we search for things to help support the physical manifestation, we have to pay attention to the inner, because we can look and look and look in the outside, and we really ultimately come around to the fact that the miracle, our body's ability to maintain wellness and balance and homeostasis and perfect vata, pitta, kapha, perfect yin and yang and five elements and all of that in balance, the body's ability to do that is an inner thing, an inner mechanism. It's beautifully built. It's beautifully run. It is, when it's functioning properly, it is able to keep all of these things in check, all of these things balanced, and wellness manifests from so many different systems all working together to keep that, to keep that wellness. And it starts at the level of the DNA and the communication from the DNA into, you know, using messenger RNA and other mechanisms, using those mechanisms to communicate what it is that the body needs to do to balance itself. So we search outside to give us something to assist these mechanisms, and we find these pieces of the puzzle as we go along. But truly, for since 1985, when I first started studying glutathione and knowing that liver function absolutely depended upon it, when glutathione levels were low, liver function was low. Well, year in and year out, I began to learn that when glutathione levels are low, the functionality of all cells, all organ systems suffered. And now we come around with 167, almost 170,000 published studies, all focused on what glutathione does in the body. There's hundreds and hundreds of different mechanisms that it participates in, thousands of things that, you know, different reactions that it's a part of. And literally, we're finding out that our very life depends upon it. And all of those mechanisms that our body goes through to create that balance, the most powerful part of that is glutathione. It truly is the miracle molecule. So I like to say that the miracle is inside, and what we can now do is we can upregulate that miracle. Because in the past, we could not. That was the frustration that we had, because we knew it. Even back in 1985, and the liver has 500 functions that we know of. Back in 85, there was 300, but you keep adding because you learn more. So now 500 at least, and it'll probably be more within a few years. Everything to do with the blood, whether it's hormones, enzymes, metabolic processes, blood sugars, blood lipids, all of the things, that viscosity of the blood, all of these things that have to do with the blood, the liver is modulating and controlling and helping to bring into a balance. And again, when glutathione levels dip, the liver is less able to do that. Another thing that we found with glutathione over the years is it's the most powerful detoxifier of the cell. And because we live in a world where, you know, we all have toxins, on average, well over 200 toxins stored in our body at any given time, even when they test umbilical cords of when there's a newborn and they test the umbilical cord, those same amount of toxins are being passed through the umbilical cord to the newborn. So there's really no escape from the toxic world. So what we have to have is adequate levels of glutathione to help get the toxins out of the cells and out of our body. But again, we were frustrated that you couldn't upregulate it, because glutathione is such a fragile molecule that you can't take the supplement. There have been supplements developed, but if you take them, by and large, it's all destroyed by the stomach acids. And even the precursors, which is what we relied on because that's where it came to, well, take precursors, which included L-cysteine. And, you know, there's been a lot of use and publicity on L-cysteine these days. But there's a hydroxyl aspect of the L-cysteine molecule that when it hits the stomach acid usually does break off as well. So it's very difficult to get consistent upregulation of glutathione, even taking the precursors. So what has happened with NUMMI is Steve Scott, who is a man that has been on after glutathione since he found out about it, And he's someone that is always looking for breakthrough products and usually markets that using celebrity spokespeople. He's the person that owns Total Gym, and his spokesperson is Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. He's had breakthrough products in the hair care and skincare arena. He's had spokespeople Cher and Kathy Lee Gifford in those arenas. Meredith Baxter Burney. He had a breakthrough with Richard Simmons, a weight loss product. He had an educational breakthrough that he brought to the market, and his spokespeople were Michael Landon and Tom Selleck. So he generally relied on those kinds of, you know, TV campaigns and owned a TV network at one time that he did this. And he's made many billions of dollars selling breakthrough products. But he's come to a place in his life in his mid-70s where he realizes, you know, his reason here with breakthroughs is to help humanity. And so as he found out about glutathione from a triple board certified MD, I would think it was immunology, hematology, and embryology, I believe. Anyway, a triple board certified MD was telling him about glutathione back in 2005. And he realized that from, you know, as he began to research it and talked with microbiologists and other scientists, that it truly is the most important molecule inside our body to help bring about all of this balance that we need. And so starting back then, back in 2005, he began to research it and draw to himself scientists in this arena, et cetera. And he became the majority owner of a company that did sell the precursor. And that company was called Max International, Max GXL. And they had a Dr. Keller was the formulator. So they had a good angle on getting the precursor into the body so that it was viable and able to produce the glutathione. But it still wasn't consistently good results. And he ended up leaving that company because of some of the ethics on the other side of ownership. And he ended up still staying with glutathione. He actually started purchasing patents on research that was being done on it from various universities. And that caused him to meet a scientist in the nano arena. And the scientist had been in that arena for over 20 years, which is a long time in the nano arena. And he asked him if he could work on nanosizing glutathione to the place that it was small enough to be absorbed through the mucous membranes of the mouth. So the nanoscientist said, it's got to be possible. You know, they knew it was a fragile molecule. They knew it would be difficult. They started working on it a few years ago, and they had a breakthrough. And that breakthrough was the fact that they developed a particular technology that surrounds the glutathione molecule with water molecule, but the water has to be extremely pure. And there's in a fraction of a second, there's a reaction that takes place that allows that separation of the glutathione molecules. It's like 20 millionths of a second. It's just, it's such a small amount of time, but they were able to accomplish it and accomplish it consistently time and time again. And they own the laboratory, they own the manufacturing process. And so a few years ago, when they accomplished this, they got it under 10 nanometers, which is, and apparently it's significantly less than 10 nanometers. And the 10 nanometer was the target. And the reason is that you cannot get it into the cell effectively without it being under 10 nanometers. The average cell is about 100 nanometers across. And the receptor sites are less than 10 nanometers. So if it's larger than that, it doesn't get into the cell. So they're significantly less than 10 nanometers. To put that in perspective, a human hair is 80,000 nanometers wide. So that's very, very small. And they accomplished it using this hydrostat technology that is theirs alone. It's a proprietary and it's literally secret to them. So they're keeping it proprietary because one of the things that Steve Scott decided to do this time was to give people the opportunity rather than take it to a TV network and spend, you know, billions of dollars, you know, to get this out to the world, which he could have done and had celebrity spokespeople. He decided to take this to, as a great opportunity for people, to moms and pops and people at a time where people have lost their jobs, people are struggling paycheck to paycheck, and get something out that the world desperately needs, because everything depends upon adequate levels of glutathione, and we don't have enough of it. In fact, the most you'll ever have is when you're 20 years old, and because stress depletes it, because pollutants deplete it, because not enough sleep or inconsistent sleep, all of these things work against the glutathione production, even children are deficient in it. And by the time you're 20, it just starts declining every year. It's less and less and less. And at age 45, it drops off a cliff. That's why a lot of people, by the time they reach age 45, that's when aging kind of accelerates. And one of the things that glutathione is known to do is protect the mitochondrial DNA and even the telomeres, which are the ends of the DNA. And every time the cell divides, the telomere shrinks a little bit. And if there's certain stress or pollutants or other things that harm us, they shrink even faster every time the cell divides. And once it reaches a particular length, I think it's down to about 20% of its original length, it can't shrink anymore. The cell can no longer divide. And that's literally when rapid aging starts and death ensues. So you can tell how long a person is going to live by the length of their telomeres. Well, one of the things that glutathione does is protect the telomere and keep it from shrinking. So literally, it controls how fast we age. It controls how long we live. It controls how we perform in life. So with all of these things dependent upon glutathione, Steve Scott knew that the world needed it, especially now, because we are under such an assault in so many different angles, that we need to upregulate this miracle molecule to be able to keep ourselves strong and active, being able to perform as human beings at optimal levels, and live longer and live stronger. So giving it to us as an opportunity was absolutely brilliant, and I'm very thankful that he chose that route. So that's basically the quick overview of what's happened over the past years, but they did have the technology, they began to test it. And they decided, because they knew it would enhance performance, so because Steve Scott knew a lot of people in the athletic world, included he was partnered with Chuck Norris, and because the Total Gym is a lot of athletes have used it and demonstrated it, he knew a lot of top-tier athletes. So he took this product initially to athletes. And many of these athletes were aging, and they were beyond their prime, and they began breaking records that they couldn't break in their prime, because it improved their performance, improved their recovery time from their workouts. They actually felt that they were stronger, faster, had greater endurance, these kinds of things. So typically athletes would notice it within a day or two. And they would take it right before they would work out and right after, and they would notice they recover a lot faster. And back in the gym the next day, they could, you know, if they were a weightlifter, could lift heavy again. If they were an endurance person, they could just continue to push themselves because the glutathione levels were optimized. So one of the athletes that was using it was a cyclist. And she was she'd been in the Army, and she had achieved a captain's rank, and she would be considered beyond her prime in terms of the cycling world, because now she was older. But she was out now, and she was breaking personal records in the cycling world, and she decided to get in a race, and a long race. I think it was like a 100-mile cycle race, and in the first couple of legs of the race, she was, again, way past her normal record that she would achieve in the past. But I think it was the third leg of the race. She had an accident, went end over end. Her she hit the pavement going 22 miles an hour, really scraped up her face badly, broke her helmet, gave herself a concussion. She was in the hospital, woke up on a Sunday in the hospital, and the surgeon came in with a plastic surgeon, and the plastic surgeon said, it's going to take 5 weeks to even for us to address this. It's got to do some initial healing, and then we'll come back in and address the scarring, because there's going to be significant scarring because she was really scraped up. And she actually went home by Tuesday, and she knew that what she was taking was improving her performance, and she knew it was nano, and she thought, what if it absorbs through the skin? So she started putting it on a cotton ball and dabbing her wounds. Well, she took pictures every day, and by Sunday it was completely clear. The plastic surgeon, when he saw her, couldn't believe it, that it had healed so fast and that it healed without scars. So what they figured out was they were sitting on the most phenomenal skincare, as well as the inside product and upregulating the miracle molecule inside. They could actually, because it was nano-sized, it penetrates all the layers of the dermis down to where the connective tissues are, down to where the elastin and the collagen fibers actually exist. So they actually put some hyaluronic acid and collagen, both nano-sized, in with the glutathione, and created what we now believe is the greatest skincare product ever. So the great thing we have is the product that we take inside, and it absorbs in the mouth. It's in the cells by 70 seconds. Once you squish it, it says swish for a minimum of 30 seconds, but people that want optimal results go up to like 2 minutes. And it's once it's in the blood, it's in the cells within 70 seconds, according to the scientists that have worked on this. They've also, the scientists have compared the precursor technology to this technology as comparing it like a skateboard compared to an F-16. So we know we have a great ability now to upregulate glutathione that we never had before. And we have this outside-in product so that it soaks in through the skin. So it really is both sides of the equation, and it really is a great thing for humanity at this time, because one of the things that we have to realize about glutathione is our immune system. If our glutathione levels dip, not only is liver function dip, but immune function dips. So our immunity is highly dependent upon glutathione levels. The other thing that that dips is brain function. So one of the things that people do notice when they're on this product is they have a greater degree of focus. Another thing athletes love is that degree of focus. But all of us, I've noticed myself that my memory has improved, my ability to focus has improved, my energy through the day has improved, my sleeping better at night and actually dreaming again. So a lot of things like that that just have elevated my life. And I know because of, you know, my glutathione levels had to be pretty low. I mean, I'm in my 66th year here. So, now operating with higher levels of glutathione, I can tell a difference. And I know I will live longer because that's part of it. So,
okay.
That's
very good.
That's it in a nutshell.
That was so excellent. We love you as a speaker. And you just really are able to connect all the dots and cross the T's in everything that you really share with us. So we're very, very appreciative of your work. And today, again, we just for a lot of people, this is the first time again, and it's always great to be able to have you kind of repeat, and then it's repeated a little bit differently, so it just kind of really seeps in terms of what this wonderful product is. I will just tell you, just for myself and for Billy, that it really does. You know, if I need a little perk up or better focus, like I just did for our call for today, you know, there is greater sense, there's a feeling of higher energy and better focus. So So it's really great. Yeah. And then if whatever Dr. G had shared in regards to what is happening in the liver and throughout the body, the blood, the circulatory system and everything else from blood, from the brain to the toes, I think it's a fabulous, fabulous product internally as well as externally. So with that being said, I think what I'd like to do, Dr. Jerry, is open up the line to people that may have either a testimony or for some for questions. How about that? Okay.
Sounds good.
So let's go ahead. All right. Okay. So I know I've got three people here already that have already raised their hands. I don't know if this is for Zora or if this is for Dr. Jerry. So I'm just going to go ahead and take it from the top. So if you have a question for Dr. Jerry, just say yes. Otherwise, I'll just go ahead and re-mute you. So the first person I have here is 562 ending in 3425. Those of you that would like to be able to ask a question, please raise your hand by pressing 1 on your phone. All right. Hello. 3425. Do you have a question for? Yes. Is this for Dr. Jerry?
No, this is for Zora. This
okay,
is for Zora.
So
it's Cindy.
We'll call you. Oh, Cindy, we'll call you later. Okay, thank you.
Oh.
All right. Next question is coming from 208, ending in 8394. Okay. Hello.
Thank you, Jane. No, I have no questions for Dr. Jerry. But I love his
okay, very good.
And
thank
I'm taking them. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, here. Why? Okay. Hey, listen. I'm going to put you on the spot, Connie. So tell us how it's feeling for you, the new me.
Oh.
Do you have both of them?
Well, oh, yeah. I have. Yes. Yeah. I'm taking everything he recommends. But, yes.
Dr. Jerry recommends. There you go, Dr. Jerry.
Yeah. I really believe in his product. And I do the mouthwash twice a day, and I do the spray twice a day. And I am religious about it because I really want it to this is my third week. So when I heard about it the first time, I got it, but it takes time to get it. And anyway, this is my third weekend, and I can only say that I feel great, and I don't know, I'm 82 today, so I feel great. So, thank you, Dr. Jerry, for all the products you're bringing forth, and thank you, Jane and Billy, for bringing everything we can all know about it. It's just wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Love you, guys.
All right.
Love
okay,
you, Dr.
Love
Jerry.
You
take care.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm going to put you just on hold for Zora in a bit. And happy, happy birthday to you today. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely.
Amazing. 82. Wow. That's really great. And she is such a, you know, she's got a lot of energy. So I'm so happy to hear that she's doing really well with this product. Okay. Next caller we have is 615 ending in 0175.
You probably got a copy of all them.
Hello. This is 615 ending in 0175. Do you have a question for Dr. Jerry or Zora?
Is that Zero? It's Zaria or whatever her name is. I don't know whether Dr. Tom's been on already or not. I've been talking for 30 minutes and now they're taking the break. So if Dr. Tom ain't been on, maybe he will be.
If not, I think I'm going to. Okay, I'm going to see if I can get a hold of her. Hello, you're on the air with Dr. Jerry right now. Do you have a question for Dr. Jerry regarding the new me?
Look there, out in the road, got the road blocked.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess not. Let's go on over here. We have a question coming from 775 ending in 9099. I know this is for you, Dr. Jerry. Hello.
Hi, this is Chris in Sparks, Nevada. My question is, can you give it to a dog? And if so, how much?
That's a very interesting question. and one that I had, in fact. So my dog is an elderly German Shepherd. And he has all of the issues that elderly German Shepherds tend to have with his hind legs and vision and things like this. So when I got this in, I thought, I'm going to test it out. And I know it absorbs through the mucosa of the mouth, so it's kind of hard. I didn't want to just put it in food or something and have him eat it. So what I did is put a little in the palm of my hand and just had him lick it. And he likes it, so he's kind of, you know, he's tasting it, and I'm thinking, you know, okay, some of it's got to be getting in. You know, it's better if you hold it in the mouth, but you can't tell him that. But I thought I would just see how it goes. He definitely started playing more, and he started bouncing more like when he was a puppy. Like when he would chase, he would, like, you know, kind of bounce. Like he didn't use it. He got to a place where he just could waddle, you know, and he was slow. But he's definitely, you know, and we have squirrels. And so I see him chase squirrels now, which he wouldn't have done before. And he has that kind of that bounce in his step again. So I really have to say it's been beneficial for him. And he just licks just a little bit. I don't give him too much. It's probably not even a full teaspoon. Might be a half a teaspoon probably per day. So it's less than, you know, I would use. Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. I'm glad to hear that. My dog turns her nose up at it. So if I put it in a thing to squirt it on her tongue, would that work?
Yeah, possibly in something that you could squirt, you know, or maybe a dropper or something. You could just kind of squirt something into the mouth.
Okay.
Yeah, for some reason, my dog just licks it off my palm. I don't know, you know. what I found.
I'm also taking it, and I haven't taken it for a month yet, but I can feel that it's helping my muscles and stuff. So it is absolutely fantastic.
It truly is. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I also recommend those using the spray to be sure you take a before picture before you start, because there's a lot of people that, you know, the change is slow in the face. I noticed within a week I felt my face and it was different. It was tighter. But you know, a month or so down the line, you compare a picture and it's pretty startling, the difference, actually.
Oh. Okay, I'll do that. Thank you
very
so much.
Okay. I think the other thing I wanted to mention, okay, so, Chris, you have a smaller dog than Dr. Jerry's dog. So I don't know how many pounds it would take. I mean, when you just give them, like, you know, a half a capful, I mean, that's a, you know, a half a capful for, like, a tiny dog would be adequate, right, Dr. Jerry?
Well, that might even be too much for a tiny dog. My dog he's a very large German Shepherd.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
okay.
She's about 18 or 20 pounds.
Yeah, so you could get by with just a very small amount.
Okay.
Very small amount, maybe even an eighth of a teaspoon. Yeah.
Got it.
Like a drop. Okay.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Powerful stuff. All right. Thank you, Chris. All right. Thank next you. Caller now is, I don't know who this is, but I've got a number here, and it says 1965. Hello? Hello? I've got here Hadasha, 1965. You're on the air with Dr. Jerry. Okay. Well, we'll go ahead and let you go. Our next caller now is 808, ending in 8352.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Jane. It's Alex from Kauai.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, Dr. Jerry. Hey, happy birthday to the other
Aloha.
Aloha. I just wondered, it sounds amazing. And can you share a little bit about what I wasn't on the line when you were talking about the ingredients or what the main chemistry is?
The main chemistry is actually just L-glutathione. It's three peptides, and the three peptides are L-cysteine, glutamine, and glycine. And that's it. That's, there's also curcumin in the product just as a synergist. And a little bit of peppermint oil is there. But it's the water is very, very pure. It had to be extremely pure, 40% more pure than hospital IV water. So it could carry particulates. And it's purified to a degree that is, you know, is unfamiliar to us, because even distilled water can carry some persistent hydrocarbons. So all of that had to be eliminated. It's very, very pure water.
Pure
and
water.
Glutathione is a molecule your body makes, but our bodies struggle to make enough. It's like just one of those weaknesses we have, that we can't produce enough to keep our body strong, especially as we get older. We deplete very rapidly, 10 to 15% per decade. And at age 45, literally, we drop off a cliff. In terms of glutathione.
Hey, I do cliff walking. So.
Okay, yeah, be careful.
We have, as you guys know, amazing cliffs on Kauai. The first peptide, and does our body actually manufacture these chemicals naturally? Or, I mean, when you're better health?
It does. And when you're younger, your body's more able to do it, and just from the foods we eat. And some foods that are synergists are things like asparagus is especially good. You know, that's one of the things. There are many foods that help support that production. But at age 20, that is where the tipping point is. And when you're 20 years old, you know, you feel like, you know, you could do anything. You know, your glutathione levels are very high. But then it starts to drop at that point, and that's where aging really begins to start. And it kind of accelerates, you know, into the 30s, it'll accelerate a little bit, and into the 40s, it accelerates, you know, quite a bit. And then into the 50s and 60s, then you're just really getting low in glutathione. So your cells are more vulnerable, and your ability to fight off disease is much less. And your brain starts losing functionality, and your blood starts developing these issues because the liver can't keep up with the lipids and the sugars and the enzymes and everything that the liver has to do. So we really need the support that glutathione can give us.
Right.
And
that
we couldn't,
really makes sense.
We couldn't upregulate it because you can't actually take it, you know, through the mouth because it's destroyed. So now it's small enough that it goes right into the blood,
right.
Once
okay.
it hits your mouth. Yeah.
And the water
Brilliant.
Filter water, where, what type of filter water do you use?
It goes through many stages of filtration. Yeah, beyond, beyond distilled. It had to be extremely pure.
Right.
It's a proprietary process. They put it through several stages of filtration in order that the technology actually works, because the technology depends upon the water being so pure, and they separate the glutathione molecules, and it's in the 20 millionth of a second they have to surround it with the water molecules, and it has to be just pure water.
Wow, that's awesome.
And the water molecules protect the glutathione, actually. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, I think we have to go on. Yeah. Hey, Alice, I think we have to go on to the next question. So I hope that helped you a lot. Okay, and you know how
could
for everyone.
Share your email?
I'll go ahead and share it for everyone. If you're interested in taking a look at more information regarding the NUMMI, you could go to our website, and it would be https://NUMMI, NUMMI.com. Again, that's NUMMI.com/2 renew, RENEW, life, LIFE, to renew life. So that's our username. Okay?
All right.
I'll repeat that again a little bit later. Okay. Oh, thank you, Alex.
Yeah.
All right, bye-bye.
Bless you guys.
Okay. Uh-huh. You too. All right. Okay, next caller now is 970 ending in 1197.
Yes, good morning. Hi, Jane and Dr. Jerry. This is Barbara in Colorado. This just sounds like the best thing I've heard ever. I know that there's the patches that have the glutathione, and I'm understanding
yes.
It just is an amazing way to address so many things. So I have a question about, like you said, so you can give it to dogs. Like I have a small dog that from a rabies shot, she started having seizures. So, I mean, it wouldn't hurt her to give her some, right? Because it's only going to help different things.
It doesn't hurt because all oxygen-based life depends upon glutathione. So, of course, all mammals produce it, but don't produce enough of it, just like humans. So,
yeah.
Absolutely. And it's very difficult to overdose on this because if you have too much, the body flushes it out. One caution that Steve Scott gives is if you do take too much, it will force you into a detox. So you have to be a little careful. So if somebody is, you know, they have a lot of things going on, or let's say your dog, or there are people are on a lot of medications, you might want to start slowly because it will facilitate detox. It's the most powerful detoxifier of the cell. And that's the first stage of detox. The second stages are liver, kidney, skin, lungs. So you want to go a little easy in the beginning until you get through that second phase of detox. And as the glutathione levels increase, then liver function goes up, lung, skin function improves, kidney, et cetera. So you're able to detox more readily. But in the beginning, you might go just a little easy.
Okay, because my sister has dementia and Crohn's. She's in hospice. So someone like her, and she is on medications, would it be like not a good thing to even try it? She's in a care facility.
Sometimes they even restrict things like this in care facilities. But one thing that you could do, because it is a you can just rinse in the mouth, and even if you would swish it in your mouth for even 30 seconds and spit it out, you would still get benefit. So in a facility like that, you could just say it's just a mouthwash, you know. It's just highly
Okay, that's a great idea. And the last thing is the snake venom that is now coming out in the vaccines. Is there any research going to be done on the detox of that at this point?
We do know that the graphene oxide, and there have been studies that reveal the graphene oxide is eliminated by glutathione. So we've got those studies. In terms of snake venom, if there are similarities, it would be, you know, we have to stop short of making medical claims and just say, you know, absolutely. So we just have to say that every facility the body uses to create balance is enhanced by glutathione. And something like a venom is not normal for our body. Our body attempts to get it out as quickly as possible. So you want your body upregulated, you know, as much as possible. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, this is so amazing. I'm so excited. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that question. Thanks, Barbara. Okay. All right.
Okay.
One more to go, and then we have to let Dr. Jerry go. Anyways, okay, next caller now is 973 ending in 2909. 2909, hello?
Hi, this is Doctor. I couldn't get on the phone. I called direct. It wouldn't go through. I do have a question regarding this product. I have a problem with my skin and my thyroid and a lot of things that happened to me. I know started from stress. and I'm trying to see, is it something that I could just take in terms of, you know, swishing it around in my mouth, but it wouldn't necessarily affect the current medications that I'm on? Like, I don't want to take anything that's going to risk what I'm taking or make it worse. Like, what do you recommend for someone who has multiple issues connected to their thyroid?
Couple of things. One thing is glutathione is recognized in your body because your body produces it. Mm-hmm. So it's not a foreign substance that's going to have interactions.
Okay.
So you can rest that aside. The other thing is if you've had a lot of stress, then that's common. It causes many different reactions in the body,
mm-hmm.
including adrenal insufficiency. It can pull the entire, what in Chinese medicine is called the triple heater meridian, which involves the thyroid. It can pull it all down the drain. And
mm-hmm.
so there's a lot of issues that develop from that. It's like a snowball effect.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that I can say is that glutathione has hundreds, literally hundreds of functions within the body. And
mm-hmm.
thousands, it's involved in thousands of biochemical reactions that are necessary to support life.
Okay.
So we are better off with higher glutathione levels, and science recognizes that to the degree that many people with severe conditions were given intravenous glutathione in order to get their immunity up and their body up to a place that it could manage itself better. While IV is a very, you know, it's expensive, it's uncomfortable, and, you know, now we can upregulate it just by swishing. So it's worth a try.
Mm-hmm.
I would just, in a case like yours, if there's a lot of things going on, I would just start slowly. That's all.
I don't want to call it out, but I happen to have been gotten my triple doses, and by the time I got the third one, I knew something just didn't feel right. And, you know, like I told my family, I'm not going for number four because it felt like each dose made me weaker. Can this help with detoxing from whatever trace metals are out there?
It's the most powerful cellular detox that our body has. So I'll leave it at that. That's proven. That's been studied. And so we definitely, again, that's the many reasons that right now is very important that we utilize this great tool to keep us stronger and healthier through these times because they're very challenging times.
Okay.
Okay.
And the skin
that is really
issues,
great.
Anytime in Chinese medicine a person has skin issues, you look to the liver. Liver
right.
and kidneys, but liver is a direct connection. Yeah.
The liver.
Yeah.
Yeah, and liver function drops when glutathione levels drop. So upregulating
yeah.
is really important.
Okay.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say in regards to that, because I have, it's probably, yeah, part of it is genetics. But anyway, so my skin is very, very sensitive, and my body will react, you know, if I'm highly stressed. I started using the spray on my skin, and I will mm-hmm. tell you, it really is. It works beautifully. So if you have anything in terms of skin eruptions or problems
yeah.
with that, get the skin as well as what you take in internally. Okay.
Yeah, because I never had like these type of problems until after I lost my mom, and just recently I had a situation
yeah.
where even my feet started to burn me and itch me and my whole body,
right.
and I'm like, where is
yeah.
this coming from? Was it something I ate or whatever?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then I end up with terrible
yeah.
blue.
Yeah, so I would definitely take both the swish as well as the skin. And
okay.
I got one last question for Dr. Jerry. Dr. Jerry, in regards to swishing versus spitting it out, what is your recommendation?
Because it's licensed as a nutraceutical, they cannot recommend spitting it out. But I've talked with them about it, and they say
uh-huh.
that 99% at least is absorbed during the swish. So if you spit it out, you get just as much benefit. So
okay,
just so you know.
Up to the person. Yeah. Right, right. Okay, very good. All right, well, guess what? This is our last call, guys. This is our last question for Dr. Jerry. Thank you so much, Jerry, for Dr. Jerry, for hanging in there with us. Okay, this is our last caller, please. 530 ending in 2011.
Hi, this is Robert. How's everybody doing?
Hello, Robert. We're doing well. Robert, you have a question?
Well, you kind of mentioned on it, Jane, about what we put in our body. If we realize our body is nothing but tubes, we have, I think it's 187,000 miles of tubes in our body. And so drinking a lot of broth, either onion or whatever, some kind of broccoli broth or whatever, and cleansing our body, because over our lifetime we have so many solids that we put in our body, and it clogs like the plumbing in your house. And so
mm-hmm.
if you don't
right.
cleanse it, it takes a lot of cleansing. And it's just not one day. You continue it, you know,
okay.
for a period of time. There's a very good a website on cleansing your body. The guy's name is Zen Atman on YouTube, and it's raw food and health and cleansing the body and the tubes. Uh-huh. I recommend
yeah.
everybody to go look at it. I got poisoned with Morgellons. Okay. And he helped me cleanse my body and get rid of that.
Very nice.
Anyway,
okay.
I hope that helps everybody.
So,
all right.
Okay, very good.
Have a glorious day, everybody.
Okay,
sure,
you
have
too.
A glorious day.
All right, thank you. All right.
Thank you, Robert.
All right. Yes, thank you, Robert. Okay, so Dr. Jerry, how about a 30 seconds, and we'll go ahead and let you go or so.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Just like a final word, is that what you said, Jim?
Yeah, final word, but, I'd like for you to include also that this is something also that you can take a, you know, make it a business, make it grow, you know, spread the word. It's an excellent, excellent, you know, in those two ways I think would be really helpful, building a business as well as your last, you know, words of
It's a perfect fit, especially because Stephen Scott, in his heart, he wanted to bring a great opportunity for people. So he put a compensation together that's simple. It's very, very lucrative. And so it can really turn into a great business because everybody needs this. There's not a person on the planet that doesn't need to upregulate their glutathione, especially now because stress depletes it and toxins mm-hmm. deplete it. Mm-hmm. And almost everybody's toxic and we need to get it out of our bodies. And to add on what Robert just jumped in on, definitely when you're upregulating glutathione, make sure you upregulate your water intake. And it'd be great mm-hmm. if you're able to get outside, get some fresh air, get some sunshine. These kinds of things all help your body to detoxify. You want to walk. You know, that improves the metabolism. It improves the circulation. A lot of things that will help support detoxification along with the increased water. And it also, getting outside and going for a walk helps reduce stress. So these are the kind mm-hmm. of tools that we have going forward that we can all benefit from. And yes, Jane, this is a phenomenal business opportunity for those that do want to share it, because you're doing people
yep.
a great favor, actually.
Okay. If you want to build a business, I would love for anyone who is very interested in doing that, please text me at 719-428-9746, and let's do that together, okay? Let's go ahead and introduce this to as many people as we can. All right, everyone, thank you so much. Dr. Jerry, you are fantastic. We want to wish you a very wonderful holiday here. And for everyone else that's listening, and thank you for being here on our call. We love you and wish you the best, you and your family. And we'll see you the next time. Thank you. Thanks, Dr. Jerry.
Jane, I appreciate and love you and your family as well. Talk soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, everyone. Thanks to Dr. Jerry. All right. So what we'll do now is we'll now move over to Zora. Lots of you also have questions for Zora. We've got about 45 minutes. So let's go ahead and get started with our show. So Zoraya, we're back to you. Hello, Zaria. You can unmute yourself. I guess I'm going to have to go in and tell her. It's a good thing we're companions, so I can just kind of walk over here to where she is. Hold on a second, everybody. Okay, Zaria, here you are. So ending on the note with Dr. Jerry, what are your thoughts about you and your dad's thoughts about the new meat products?
Good. Excellent. Outstanding.
All right.
Awesome.
So has it helped you? Has it helped you so far?
Yeah. Of course it has.
In what way?
My skin is smooth, super smooth. Of course, I just
had your skin is
facial.
Yeah, your skin.
But still. But my skin was already smooth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but my skin was already, somewhat smooth already, but.
Yeah,
it helps with it. It helps with the removal of.
But you're taking it every day. You're taking it every day. So what do you feel or notice in regards to your internal body, into your body?
Well, my internal body.
What do you notice internally? I mean, I know
when I take the swish in my mouth, of course,
uh-huh.
it gives you a nice jolt, which is pretty nice. But overall, it's a good product. And if you can afford to get it, then get it.
Okay.
And of course, along with the other products that we endorse, but still, it's a new product, and remember, we always test them before we endorse them, support them, and so it's another one that has come through another precursor for the celestial chambers. So, they're all good.
They're all excellent, actually.
This one, they're all very good. Excellent,
uh-huh.
Awesome. And they will definitely improve your physical look. If you have wrinkles, it will get rid of them. I know that.
We're talking about
I've noticed
the
it on Jane. I'm talking about the Numi. Of course.
Thanks,
what we've been talking about, right? The Numi.
Right. And on the outside, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, well, listen, we only have we only have 45 minutes. How would you like to bring your father through?
It's a must have. It's a must have. One of the products is a must that you must have. And you take it every day, and you'll improve your looks. It'll begin to remove the aging look. Your age look make you younger.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, sir. Okay, I think we're ready for your dad. We need to do this now,
okay.
If you don't mind. Okay, we got to move into the next, to the Zora subject and all the questions that is out there for your dad. So if you will, bring your father through. And, of course, if there's anything that pertains to you, we'll have you come back, okay? We love
Indeed,
you,
Zora. Indeed, beloved gods and goddesses.
Hi, Zora. Hey, thank you so much for being here with us today. We only get a chance to talk to you once in a great while. So thank you. So right off the gate, we are at a stage right now in this ascension process where many of us are really feeling like, you know, we've heard this before and nothing has come through about it. So I'm going to go ahead and just start off with my questions, which I feel is for everyone as well. So
go for it.
Okay, so the first one, you know what, I think maybe before we start that, I think all of us, I didn't do a little meditation like I wanted to, because I was looking at the time. But anyway, so just to start off, if you can, I have my headband on, you've got yours, everybody better have a headband on. And talking about the headband, Zora, we need to also say, for those who don't listen, I mean, who do not get our newsletters, which is I'm working on next besides the BBS show, and that is Christine Light is the creator of our headbands. She was commissioned by Zora to do this for the world. So she's got a sale going. So please go ahead
Indeed.
And go to her website.
And what and what is the sale this time?
I'll go ahead and look it up, but I just want to let people know, first of all, that you could go to her website, which is helping2rise.com. Okay? So you will see that the headbands are now 15% off, so you can purchase it for $126.65. So that's really great. And then,
mm-hmm.
So if you go to her website, you'll see the items that are on sale.
Also understand, beloved goddesses and gods and goddesses, if you have able to afford to get a gold coin, do so. It will give a much higher vibration, and other than besides the silver, I mean, the silver is fine. However, it does give a much higher vibration, and Jane can attest to the fact that whenever she does a meditation with it, that she goes into a meditative state much quicker, and it is much more beneficial. So let them know, tell them what you have experienced since you have been using the headband, the gold headband, and what it has done for you.
All right. Okay.
I'm putting you
so,
on the spot.
That's okay, Zora. I love the headband, and sometimes when I don't have it and I just meditate without it, you know, I can get to that state of peace and just that peace, and you could feel the energy shift to a higher frequency. And I notice that with my body. So I'll notice that all of a sudden, if my skin or something else, a lot of stress related type things is within, as soon as I can move to a higher frequency, that all dissolves. So it really is very helpful. So also when I don't have the headband, I don't go there quite as quickly anymore. And it absolutely, absolutely works. So if you have never had a headband, and I will also attest that going with the coin, a gold coin is pretty expensive. So for those of you that can purchase a gold coin, that's great, because we always know that gold has a higher frequency than the silver, although the silver is great. I've used the silver for years. But when I can get the gold headband,
Understand.
That's even better.
Understand with the now she makes me the when you order a headband from her, and puts a silver and crystal together into the headband, she supplies the silver and also the the your crystal and all that.
Crystal.
But
right.
even yeah, the quartz crystal. So if you want to get your headband quicker, by all means, send her a coin, a 1 ounce of pure silver, or 1 ounce of pure gold. So I'm speaking to those who have bought gold in the past. They have a gold bullion coin.
Mm-hmm.
They may already have some in their house,
mm-hmm.
or in a safety deposit box.
Right.
Do not be afraid that you're going to send her a coin, a gold coin, and she's going to keep it. Wrong. She's going to put it in the headband, adhere to it, and send it back to you. So she is very trustworthy. She is not a person who will steal your coin. She will not do that. And
right.
so you simply send her a gold
yeah.
bullion coin. And she will
right.
put your headband together and send it back to you.
Oh, absolutely.
By registered mail,
yeah.
of course.
Right. Again, what I want to mention also regarding the sale that she has, again, if go to her website, or you could go, actually, she's got another website. But when you get there, again, it's normally the goddess headbands or god headbands are usually 150, and now it's down to 126, 126.65, $126.65, and free shipping in the United States. Okay, and then she also has a harmonizer set that's also for sale. You can get these three items, which is beautiful. So you've got a new Elite Chungite Body Balance Kit, and that includes the necklace, which is, shungite and all kinds of different stones and crystals within it. And then she also has it looks like the shungite bracelet, which is actually really beautiful. All of that also is only for $99. So all of that, it's called the New Elite Body Balance Kit. It's got, stretch relief, grounding earth, and et cetera. It's got frequency, shoe insert, pendant, bracelet, $99. And just go to her website, and you will be able to check all of it out. And she is. We've been working with her for years already since we started on our show. She takes meticulous care of all of these products, makes them beautifully, and you're also going to be able to email her also if you wish. But just go to her website. All of that information is there. All right. I think we're good, Zora. And let me get back out of here. And thank you, Christine, so much, so very, very much for the beautiful work that you do. And she absolutely does magnificent work. So, all right. I think that's that. So, again, her website is Helping Number 2 Rise, HELPING, number 2RISE.com.
Has she not also requested help also?
Oh. Yeah, well, this would help her. For all of you that are purchasing any of these, that will also help her. I mean, this is her. This is her work. This is what she does to be able to do this for the world. So out of that, of course, she does make a little bit as well, besides all of the work hours that she puts into all of these beautiful products. Okay, so hurry up and go ahead and order your headbands or any of the harmonizer packages that she has. Amazing, amazing products that she has. Okay. Much love to all. And Christine, we wish you well, as always. Okay. All right. So now let's go ahead and get started on our calls with you, Zora. One last thing before I let you take over, Zora. We do have that BBS show. Our next show is going to be next Saturday, which is the 23rd of April. This is another must show. So it's not going to be a continuation of the story of Zora and Zoraya and Hollow Earth. This is going to be with Q, a 2-hour call, and it's called The Call with Q. And that's got to be, that would be phenomenal.
Shock factor.
It's called, oh, shock factor. Yeah,
shock
that's going to be
factor.
A shock factor. So for
not
all of us that have,
shock
not a shock factor, with Q call on BBS, he'll be taking, or he'll be doing the call and on as we sponsor him for this particular call. So see you then, everybody. Spread the word in regards to that. Okay, our first caller, Zora, is coming from 562 ending in 3425 for you. 3524, we have Zora on the meeting. Okay,
hi,
Cindy.
Zora. It's Cindy Taylor.
Quick question, Cindy. Go ahead.
Zora,
only
I
one
gave
question,
a thousand
Cindy.
Dollars.
Only one question.
Yes, one question. Zora, I sent $1,000 to a dealership to buy a motorhome, and they said they'll only take either a cashier check or a wire from my credit union. But when I look at the internet, they said when you go to the redemption center, they're going to give you a QFS phone, a QFS wallet, and a QFS computer. And they said the money's going to go into a second account. So how am I going to get money into my credit union to buy my motorhome?
Okay.
Because they
understand.
Won't, they won't
understand,
pay
them. Beloved.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Understand,
Cindy?
Beloved. The answer is simple. You're going to receive a card. On that card will be your wealth. You will be able to use that card just like you would a credit card. And you can purchase whatever you wish.
So the only and Cindy, I do have you on mute already. So the other thing for you, for everyone to remember, is that the card you are given, it is protected because of the Starlink link, which is QFS. So if everything is digital, and at that point, you know, you could do this digitally. And it'll translate into whether or not we still have the fiat currency so that you can get everything accomplished. They did not mean for any of this to happen, and we're not ready, okay? Everything will be moving together. It'll be perfectly detailed as far as the process for the RV. So don't worry about that. You hang in there. Everybody needs to kind of hang in there, okay? We don't have all of the instructions, but know that everything is being designed so it goes very, very smoothly for everyone regarding our redemption. Okay, our next caller, Zora, thank you for your information. Our next caller now is coming from 8394. 208, ending in 8394.
Okay. Hi. Okay. This is Connie from Idaho, and Barry, thank you so much for taking my call. And Zora, I was just wondering if you could give us a little bit more information about St. Germain's Trust and if it's going to happen tomorrow? Easter?
Understand that it was a twofold release. The first part of it was released on Christmas, and the final part will be released on Easter. So
tomorrow. Okay.
That is your answer.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
go ahead.
How do we see evidence? Or Jane, maybe you ask the question.
Well, I was just going to go on there. So the first time it went out, now I did understand it in terms of the St. Germain Trust. That's all part of Nasara Gasara, you know, all of that coming out to all of us. Okay, so when it came out in December, Zora, you told us that it was released, but you didn't tell us that only a small fraction of it was going to be released. So then we now have, so
half
when
of it.
That was, half of it was released in December? On Christmas?
Yes, indeed.
I don't know about talking
and
about
the other, and the
cover-ups.
Other half, and the other half is going to be released on Easter.
So how was half of it released and we didn't know anything about it? And what can we see or know about for tomorrow.
Yes.
It is a, understand that the St. Germain Trust is a complicated endeavor due to the size of it. And you understand that that is all under the control of St. Germain.
So
you literally have to speak with St. Germain about that.
Okay, so Zora, if half of it was released already in December, where did it go to? And who received it? And we don't know anything about it. And then what about for tomorrow? How is it going to be released, and how are we going to know anything about it? So first of all, for Christmas, tell us where it was distributed to.
It was put into what is called a account, a world account, and and for distribution. So, of course, some people have already received from the St. Germain Trust, and some have not. The way that it was supposed to go out in mass would have been extremely chaotic and what is called confusing for many peoples. So it is being distributed to what you call accounts globally, not just in America, but all over. And same with the other part of it, which will be coming out on Easter. And that is also going, will go into the world account again, and it will be distributed accordingly. Understand that all entities that have a bank account, that has a bank account, are going to begin receiving an amount into their account. They will not know from whence it came, but it will be evident that it is there.
Okay, so the next question, thank you for your question, Pawnee. So it's going to become evident for us when? Is that going to be with the RV, or is it going to
will
go out very, very gradually? Yes.
Understand, you are asking again, you are trying me to do, to pin me down to a date.
Well,
and I told you
I don't want a date.
Do that.
Yeah, Zora, I'm sorry. It's not a date. I mean, I'm looking at events. Is that going to really, in terms of the gradual you know, distribution, and I, you know, we've heard from Mr. S that, yeah, I know that I've heard from Mr. S, everyone, that the Nasara and Gasara, as well as the St. Germain Trust, everything has been released, but it's a very slow process because there's so many, I mean, we're talking about 8 billion people. So, it's
indeed
gone out,
wow.
But it's still, yeah. So when we talk about the St. Germain's Trust coming out again as of tomorrow, that's the completion of it, and then the distribution going out to the bigger accounts before it even gets to us. So there's lots of different tiers, so to speak, in terms of when we finally get the word that it is complete. That completion is going to be more than from what I know, it's going to take more than a year to accomplish. Is that correct, Zora?
It will take less than a year to accomplish, but understand that.
Okay. So anyway,
It's going to, but it will happen. Understand when Gisara and Nasara is announced to the public.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll know. you will know that at that point that it is definitely ready for complete distribution.
Right. Okay.
And that's that's when it will go out.
Yeah. So the Saint Germain Trust is part of the Nasara Gasara plan. So once we hear that everything is really out there, then that's when we'll really hear about the Saint Germain's Trust as well. So, and Zora, you know, there seems to be a lot of, you know, misinformation or not complete truths that come out, even from even gurus, you know, and they don't get all of the right information either. So then, of course, that's distributed to all of us. And the, right. So anyways, it just doesn't seem right. It just doesn't seem right. We have been waiting and waiting and for 25 years.
I know. I know. We understand.
Yeah.
We understand this. And we see your frustrations. And we are quite aware of them. So we want to push that through along with the Galactic Federation disclosure, and that is also fast approaching. So it is what it is, and when it comes forth, there'll be no doubt at all.
Okay. Well, the only thing as an encouragement for all of us is per Q, he says as well that everything is moving along well. So expect it to be coming very quickly now. But what quickly means is very, you know, we just have, I think for myself, I think we're,
quick,
I'm just going to wait
for
and
you
see
is
what
not
happens.
Quick enough.
Yeah, it's not quick enough for all of us, Zora. You know, that's kind of where we
Indeed.
Are. Okay. All right, let's go on to some of these
Indeed.
Questions that are here. We only have less than a half an hour. So the next question is coming, and then I really would like your input in regards to this venom poison now that they're coming up with in regards to that COVID crazy, you know, bioweapon, whatever you want to call it. Okay, so here we go, 808. Oh, I think this is Alex. Are you here again?
Hi.
Do you have a quick call for Zora, or I'll go on to the next question?
Sure. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for a meeting. Hi, Zora.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah. Thank you so much. When Zoraya read the message from the Hollow Earth today. That was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, yeah, of course, you know, I've held in my heart one united confederation for our planet to have Telos and the Guardians and Hollow Earth and the surface and our galactic brothers and sisters as one family. So could you talk a little bit about that? Because that brings a lot of joy and bliss and happiness to everyone.
What do you wish to know?
About our benevolent galactics and integration of Agarthians, Hollow Earth, and the surface as one planet, united.
Okay, thank you for that question. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Sarah.
Well, everything is going into what you call a holding pattern. As far as the emergence is concerned. However, they are waiting also for the galactic disclosure. One, because if they were to come up presently, it would cause what you call panic globally when people of a different color, skin color, would emerge from these tunnels and emergent zones So they don't want that. They do not want to have what you call chaos or panic or anything of that nature. So they're waiting for the, as all of us are, waiting for the galactic disclosure that will be coming forthwith. And and it will be coming, that will be coming, of course, after the RV has, global currency reset has occurred. And look for that. That is the next event. Global currency reset.
Okay, very good. All right, thank you. You're now on mute. And thank you for your question, Alex. Okay, so here we go again. 530 ending in 2011. Your question for Zora? Hello?
I think
okay.
you.
Oh, hello?
Hello?
Oh, okay. You've already, you don't have a question for
spoke.
Zora, correct?
No, we already spoke. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, very good. Okay. Next caller now is 909 ending in 7336.
Oh, hi, Jane. This is Gina.
Yes.
From California.
Oh, Gina. Hi, Gina. Oh, okay. Sure, Gina.
Yeah,
hi. Question for Zora.
Yes, Zora. I have a question about, this man who had met with the disguised as a homeless man, but he actually turned out from a very high dimensional world. Anyway, he took this gentleman, I forgot his name, he used to be a lawyer, to the astral travel into parallel universes, and there was a show. One of them was the showing was that about New Earth. The lady who was living here on Earth, she has ascended to the New Earth with her body. Okay, so my question now is, how is it different between New Earth and the Hollow Earth? Are they two different things?
Of course. Understand, Hollow Earth is not what you call new. It has been around
right.
a long time.
Right.
And it is not new. As
right.
whereas the New Earth is would be classified as 4-5th dimension or 6th dimension. So, that is your New Earth.
Body, some of them will go to the New Earth?
Yeah, repeat that,
yes,
Gina.
Of course.
Yeah, when people here on Earth, when they ascend with the physical body, some of them seems to go to New Earth, and when the gathering happens, some people would go to the Hollow Earth, since, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
That would be their choice.
Right. It seems like
some
New Earth is really
Jerusalem.
Very. Yeah. It seems like New Earth is really very beautiful. Everything is clear and beautiful according to their description. Everything is like a paradise. Mm. Yeah.
Indeed, it is.
Okay. All right. That
okay,
was my question
Gina,
for
thank
today.
You.
Thank you.
Okay, very good, Gina. Thank you. All right. Next caller now, and I have a next caller is 5858 ending in 3033. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, hello?
Yes.
Oh, have a.
And you are? Who are you?
This is Dr. Rich in San Diego.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I heard something. I know that the Star V is not time, isn't really around the timing of it, but
what I heard is that, and I wanted to see if Zora, you confirmed with this, that Biden, when Biden steps down because of his son being nabbed by the courts, if that's a trigger for the for what we're looking for, is that event? What do you feel about that? That event of false president Biden stepping down, and then that's when it's going to trigger the whole thing that we're looking for.
That would be a good indicator, yes.
Is it a final indicator, or just one of the many?
One of many.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, Dr. Rich.
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, there's more than mm-hmm. one indicator. There's so many ends. There's so many different facets. Okay. All right. All right, our next caller now is, this person didn't answer before. So 530 ending in 2011 again. Hello?
Hey, hi, Zora, Jane. I had a question.
This is?
You said last time that we could go ahead.
Who are you?
This is Robert.
Okay, Robert. Oh, okay, Robert. Okay, thank you.
You said that we could extend in our light body right now, it's possible, to the, how do you mention it, to the higher, or would it be to Jerusalem, the new Jerusalem? Do you know what I'm
saying? Say that again?
Q said that we could, we have the opportunity to leave this planet right now. And
of course,
if that's so, how do we do it?
You mean how do you do it?
Yeah.
You simply choose to do it.
Okay.
Okay,
that is the simplest answer I can give you. You simply choose to do it. And when you choose to do it and you're in alignment, your body is in alignment.
Yeah.
With that
right.
process, then you shall ascend.
Right. So I think Q is feeling the same way. Like all of you people, you can ascend right now if you want to. So, you know, so we're saying, how are we going to do that, right? Well, you have to choose to do it, but then you also have to be at the right frequency to do it.
Right.
Correct.
And I'm working on that frequency.
Good. Okay. Many
okay.
of us are.
Thank you,
okay. Good job, Robert. Yeah. Okay, bye-bye.
I will tell you this. Once you have acquired a headband, that will help accelerate your travel.
Well, that's true also. Yes, that's another facet of
Indeed.
Ascending. Yes, another tool, everybody. Besides that, your body is also
mm-hmm.
in tune, and you are also intuitive, emotional. I mean, you've got to have mind, body, spirit all together, perfectly aligned, and at that particular frequency, we can all ascend. Okay. All right. 438 ending in 5231. I don't know if I'm calling on you. 5231, hello?
Hi, Jane. Hi, Zora. I am so happy for the answer to the question of the...
And you are? What is your name? Hello?
Hello?
I think we lost her. Let me see if I can mm-hmm. bring her back. Okay, hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone, if you please, if you will, please just go ahead and give us your name so we know how to be able to address you and be nice and helpful. 5231, hello? Okay. All right, so I guess she's not there. Okay, we'll go ahead and let that go. All right, folks, we only have like 9 minutes left. And I want to take this time now for all, well, we do have a couple other questions, Zora. One of the other questions that has come up, and I'll look it through my text. It's really hard to get everybody's questions unless you're on live. But anyway, so Zora?
Mm-hmm.
So the question is from a person in regards to, she was saying that we are living in a dome.
No, you're not.
And her, okay, so we're not living in a dome, which is considered a matrix. And so her question in regards to that is, hold on a second. So her question is, and she also heard, she wants to know about the exact size of the planet. She heard that there are 23 or 24 continents, and we have been living under a dome that has been called the Matrix. So wants to know the exact size of the planet, and that there are actually 23 or 24 continents that we have been living under continents, and I don't think that's correct. Are there 23 or 24 continents on the planet, and we don't know it?
Understand. The continents you live on now are just the ones on the surface. The ones in Hollow Earth are more. So you would have more continents in the inner side.
Twice as many, would you say, Zora, at least?
Mm-hmm.
That's, well, that's huge. Okay. All right. So it's probably more than 23 then, right?
There is a number which I will not mention.
Okay. All right. Let me see. And, of course, there's a question also in regards to our TDA funds that we haven't really discussed yet either, and so we're still waiting for access to that. Are we still going to have access to that, and will that probably come out at the same time everything else comes out, Zora, the TDAs?
What are you speaking of?
Oh, you know, remember a long time ago? You know, according to our Social Security numbers that the United States had,
That will also be revealed at the time of the Galactic Disclosure.
Okay.
And it will come to fruition at that point. So all the secrets that your governments have been hiding from you will be revealed.
Okay. So when all of this happens, Zora, will all of the cabal be completely eliminated at that time? Will have been eliminated so that we can finally get all of these funds and everything else?
They will be in a location where they can do no harm.
Completely. Not right now, because they're still around. Like including the mainstream media that needs to be removed as well. So it seems as though we're kind of like in a holding pattern, or kind of on a stalemate. Or how would you see that? How do you see kind of where we are? Are we at a stalemate? Are we on a holding pattern like everything else is, or are we just stuck indefinitely?
We're in a holding pattern.
Okay.
There's no indefinite to it at all.
I'm sorry. You're right. Okay. So on a positive note, Zora, and we'll end the call this way, and we only have five more minutes. What would you like to tell the world presently in terms of where we are and what to look forward to? That's it. And then, of course, your 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well, there are still many of you out there who have not made contact with a wealth manager.
Mm.
I would advise you to do that ASAP.
Okay. Anything else?
That is all. And,
okay.
But simply 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive a boost of energy, a boost of healing to heal your bodies. Also understand, as me have told, I have told you in many previous calls, that you are gods and goddesses, that you are healers, and you need to get that in your brain. I'm not speaking of the brain between your ears. That is a vault of knowledge. I'm speaking of your heart minds. That is your thinking, processing mind, not the organ between your ears.
Okay.
That's what you need to
know. All right. Okay, so if everybody has been quiet and closed your eyes and had your headbands on, you will be feeling that surge of energy from Zora to each and every one of us. Okay? So with that being said, everyone, we shall go ahead and end this call here in about a minute. Want again everyone to remind everyone that our next show, the next 2-hour show on BBS, which is going to be this next Saturday, the 23rd, will be Q's Shock Factor Call. Everyone should be there to listen to that. As far as the Muni products, if you haven't gotten them yet, you can go to our website, which is Numi, NEUMI.com/2 Renew Life, RENEWLIFE. Enter, and then you can just go ahead and look at the product and join. And there is a discount. So I would say if you became a distributor, whether or not you utilize that, you need to be on auto ship. But again, it really is an amazing product. We will be having a new product that we'll be discussing, which is a tool. It's only a one-time purchase, and we will be discussing that next month. And of course, next month is like in a couple
of
weeks.
I will say one more thing, that the shock factor call that will be in 2 weeks or next week.
Next week will be
a wake up, a reality check. It's
for
going
everyone.
To take you, remove you out of your comfort zone and give you a reality of what is going on and what has been going on your world. And it's going to shock you to your core.
So we call it the shock factor with Q. So actually, Zora and Q had to say, are they ready for it? That's called us. And, of course, Zora said yes. Adamantly, he said yes. We are ready for the shock factor, and we're ready, and we're going to be it'll be beautiful. It'll be wonderful. Big shock for everyone. Okay, so with that being said, lots of love to you, and happy Easter for all of you that celebrate Easter, and have happy, beautiful spring. Make it a beautiful day to get out, meditate, and move yourselves into higher frequencies, and the more you do that, the more we elevate all of those that are around us as well. So much love, and take good care. Be safe. Take in as much of this beautiful energy out there, prana, whatever way you want to call it. Get your vitamin D's and get your Numi. Okay. Lots of love. We'll talk with you soon. We'll talk with you next Saturday and introduce Q to everyone in regards to this particular special call with him. All right. Talk to you all soon. Thank you for being here. Thank you for all your wonderful questions. Thank you also for all of your, you know, for those of you that have contributed to either to Q and to us. We thank you. Every little bit counts, you know, because we do help people out as well a lot. So anyways, with that being said, bye-bye now.